Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I will pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Fighters, most contractors are undercharging for the value that they bring. We're always preaching you got to get a 50% gross profit on your work. So many of you, so many contractors are confused on how to do that. And that's why we have our 50% sheet. It's free. You just download it. You have instant access. If you want to grab it, head to thecontractorfight.com/50 and start dialing in those numbers and making the money that you deserve. It's time to quit stealing from your family. Go to thecontractorfight.com/50. Welcome to Contractor Fight Podcast with Tom and Dan, Q&A episode-y. I guess that's what we call it, right? Episode-y. Yep. So Dan, I just made a claim. Starting this thing. You said I can't do it. So you want to share with people what that is by chance?
You were saying that you're going to be on your best behavior not to swear today, which I've known you a long time, had a lot of conversations with you. I don't have faith in that happening, but we'll see.
You don't have faith in me, huh? Man.
I have faith in you. I still have faith in you not swearing.
Gosh, man. All right. I'm just, we're live in our private free Facebook group called The Contractor Fight. If you're not part of it, go to thecontractorfight.com/Facebook and hop in. And you get to hear cool stuff like me being called out for being a bottom feeder and, you know, things like that, and a pyramid scheme runner and all that good stuff. But that's okay. So somebody's Facebook user says I've been on TV, so I have to clean up my language. Actually, I don't. They actually gave me a quota of swear words that I used when we were filming, but they never put them in the episodes. So anyway, I want to say this. So real quick, the challenge that I keep trying to say to people that are jumping on late, the challenge that I made to myself and I told Dan before we went live here today, and Dan does not have faith that I can do this, is that I will not swear today on this episode. I didn't say today all day. I just said on this.
Yeah.
So those of you that are on here live right now and have access to a chat box, scale of 1 to 10, 10 being Tom's going to crush this. He's not going to drop any bad words or words that people would consider bad, swear words. Like 10 is I'm going to crush this thing, and 1 is there is not a prayer in the world that this is going to happen. What do you guys say? Type it in the box here. This will be interesting. So
you're just killing time. You know, we only have so long and just weeding away the minutes.
I am. I'm trying to not talk, and then I have a better chance of winning. So yeah. Anyway, no, I'm actually checking the group and making sure. Oh my God, look at that. Kimberly believes in me. She gave me a 7. Caesar, Brian, all gave me 1s. A couple other Facebook users gave me 1. David gave me a 2. Somebody says, what's that one?
Yeah, fucking 10.
F and 10, buddy. See, I didn't say it.
I bailed you out. See,
I'm about to because my dogs are barking upstairs. You guys can probably hear. And that, you know, all right, whatever. Can't use 7. That's right, Brian. That's good. That's funny. 7's a safe number, Kimberly. You know, it's like the, you know, you meet that guy and, you know.
How was he? Fine.
Yeah, fine. I made the mistake once. My ex-wife, when we were first married, she spent literally all day getting ready. Went to the place to do her hair. Like hours getting ready. Forget what we were doing. We're going to something. She walks out of the bathroom. I'm ready. I'm waiting for her. Literally all day. Okay. She walks out. She goes, how do I look? I go, fine.
The rest is history.
There you go. So anyway, said the 25-year-old moron. So anyway, David says, I don't think I've ever seen you not curse at a lie. It's just a challenge for myself today. All right. And if I do, I'll do 20 push-ups live. I'll put my computer on the floor and I'll just do them here before we get off. So let's dig in. We got a couple questions here. And then, guys, if you have a question, let's go ahead and type them in the box and maybe we'll get to them. So first question, I don't know who it's from. I didn't get a name. It says, I have a question regarding using a relationship managing officer for my business since I don't qualify for my own license. What is your opinion on using an RMO? I don't have the proper documentation to prove work experience in California, so I'm thinking about bringing on an RMO. It would probably cost me 5 to 10%, but it would get us properly licensed. Thank you for your assistance. Well, Dan, I'm going to let you answer first. Before you answer, though, you know what my take is? First problem, he's in California.
Right.
Okay, let's get that out of the way. All right, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that this sounds like a half-assed scheme that's going to lead to a world of heartache in a heartbeat. You know, it's just that you got, I know a few guys like this, they don't get the proper licensing that they need to run their business. And so they basically have a middleman to come pull permits for them. And it always ends in a mess because the inspectors show up and like they always do, at least here in Massachusetts, which is another state you don't want to live in. And it just is, just take the time and set your business up right is my advice.
Yeah, that was my first thought. I don't know this person. I don't know this person's name, but I don't know their total context of the situation. I don't know. They said, I don't have proper documentation to prove work experience. I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't qualify for my own license. And so I, again, like to piggyback Dan, I would play by the rules personally. I'm not one of these guys that believes in flying under the radar with stuff. I've just seen too many people build a business and then get torpedoed by something like that later on, you know?
Yep. I think 5 to 10% adds up quickly, as you know, and it's, then this guy's just got you by the balls. Like he gets hit by a bus or gets butt hurt by something you say and he's gone. And then suddenly you can't pull permits. You can't do, you know, the projects you're working on. So just that exposure to me is the biggest red flag of it.
Yeah. Personally, I would not do it, but if this person did do it, I would encourage them to reach out to Carolyn Cromines at the Cromines Law Firm. She's one of our fight coaches. She's in Houston. So go to Google and type in, you know, Carolyn Cromines with a K. Carolyn is with a K. Cromines is with a C. You know, the whole, talk to her. Make sure your paperwork's dialed in and stuff. Sonny Pinero is in here. Pin Hero, as we call him. He's one of our fight coaches. For those that don't know, he runs, you know, he's going to do like $20 million this year in commercial. He's a commercial GC and he's in California. And his question was, what about a partner? Too many issues doing it the wrong way, just as hard doing it the right way, right? And this is why Sonny's a rock star. So, yeah, I think Facebook user, whoever that is, because they didn't follow directions on how to put your name in here. They said, run, don't do it. Go through the effort to get your own license. So hopefully this helps a little bit with whoever asked that question. But, you know, and Sonny said partner, and I get where we're coming at. Like, I don't know the whole context of why this person can't get a license and all that other stuff, right? So it's funny, what I'm about to say, you would think I'm against partnerships, but I actually have, I've had several and they've been great. So I'm in favor of partnerships when everything's dialed in right. If you're just partnering with somebody to take a crappy business and make it, try to make it better. Like we see this a lot. Like two people go, hey, my business sucks and yours sucks. Let's get together and grow our business into a suckier business, right. You know,
multiply where zero.
Yeah. Like when I look at a partnership, I go, this is what I bring to the table. That's already winning. This is what you bring to the table. That's already winning. Let's win bigger. Right. You know, when Steve and I partnered up way back in the day, it was with our Contractor Sales Academy, which is now under Battleground. He always used to say, you know, the right 1 + 1 = 3, not 2. That's the partnership you guys want. So I'm in favor of partnerships, but just be careful. Fighters, Megan wrote in and she said, we use Nice Job. You can link it directly to your social media, website, Google page, et cetera. They send an email or text and all the customer has to do is open it up, choose a star rating and write anything they choose. It's super easy and user friendly. If you're struggling getting reviews, which will in turn help you get more high profit work, then go to thecontractorfight.com/nicejob and sign up today. Next question here from came through email, Philip Keeler. What's up, Philip? I'm gonna read this here. It's a long one. We got some context though. I think that's good, right?
Yeah, always helps.
Good morning, Mr. Reber. That was very respectful. Thank you, Philip. Doesn't happen very often.
He doesn't think you're a bottom feeder.
Yeah. Hope this email reaches you. I'm Philip Keeler, owner of Keeler's Carpentry. I just started my own. Why are you highlighting this in real time right now, Dan? It's funny as heck. See, I didn't say the word. I said heck. Ha! Here we go. I don't know. Someone's in there. Yeah, it says it's you. Anyway.
It says Tom Reber to me.
Okay. It's literally, we're on a Google Drive, you guys, and it's changing colors while I'm reading the question. It's kind of funny. Which maybe it's just the fact I don't have my readers on. So I just started my own contracting business a few months ago, and it's been very stressful. I'm only operating off a DBA. I have a story about DBA later. And I'm not insured yet. I have a decent bit of work, but not where I would like to be. I do everything besides roofing, plumbing, and electrical. My first year has been pretty rough because I'm stressing about taxes and breaking even, as well as growing the business. I'm from a small blue-collar town where everybody and their brother is a contractor and knows how to swing a hammer, but some of the contractors are starting to age out, so I figured I'd give it a shot. I'm having a really tough time generating leads, which I solely believe is because my age and my location. When some of the people find out that I'm only 18 and fresh out of high school, they turn me away. I've watched almost every one of your videos. God, that's commitment, man. Thank you, because most of them are bad.
Dude, I haven't done that.
Taking notes down for each one. My main question is, do you have any advice? I've been using a lot of your tactics and it's still been slow. I'm going to try to market outside of my area into a more populated area and see if that helps. Thank you for listening. Greatly appreciate any advice, even if it's to reach down and grab a pair and kick butt. He didn't use the word butt, but I had self-awareness and I didn't say the A word.
That would have been
all right.
Margins of tolerance anyway.
But. Oh, man. So the advice.
A lot to unpack there.
You know, I think it's, you know, can anyone relate to that, right? It's, you start out and let me get the age thing out of the way. We've had people in our group that are 18. Shit. Oh my God. I just said it. I said, shoot. Didn't I? No, I didn't say shoot. I gotta be honest. I said the S word, son of a gun. All right. So I owe 25 pushups here when we're done. Gosh, I'm sorry, Kimberly, I let you down. All right, so we had a guy that was 16 doing $1.5 million a year. He's 18 now. He's probably doing $2 million. He's up in the Denver area. So age has nothing to do with it here, Philip. It's this is all about just how you're showing up. The first thing, Dan, that comes to mind is, dude, you got to get legal. Get insured. Do things the right way. You know, that's a massive torpedo. And I'm fired up that you've taken the step to grow your business and you took the plunge, and I think you'll be super successful, especially if you're this hungry and you're trying to learn and grow and pick the brains of people with more experience and stuff like that. Kudos, man. But you got to be legal. You got to be insured. And I think that's the first thing that jumps out to me. The second thing is, this is a branding issue.
Yeah.
You know, first year pretty rough because I'm stressed about tax. Guys, listen, let me say this. And Dan, you know what I mean with this, and people in our group do. I love paying a lot in taxes. Now, do I trust Uncle Sam? Of course not. Okay. I do not trust the government with one penny of our money. Okay. But the rules of the game are right now, you got to pay your taxes.
Yeah,
so I just go, if I got to pay them, I want to pay as many as I can. Not like that's a goal, but it's kind of a goal. Like I get a tax bill for 150 grand personal tax bill. I'm like, man, I did pretty good this year.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, the more I'm paying in taxes, and I'm talking like, guys, I have a great CPA and and we expense things and we do everything above board. So I'm not playing games here, but I'm just saying, like, you know, we take advantage of the legal things, right, that are available, right, to a business owner and things like that. So you should be doing that.
Yeah, it's more of a, you know, plan to pay your taxes. That
right.
My stress was when I was paying, I pay them regularly now every pay period. It's not a big deal because I'm always paying my taxes. It's just the end of the year when you get that giant bill, you're just like, oh, fuck, there goes Disney, that the problem happens.
Yeah, so I think don't stress about the taxes, man. You need to build your brand, invest. If you got to work for somebody else, Philip, for a while, you know, and build up some money to start things right and build your brand. I mean, you got social media, you got building relationships in your town with influencers. As somebody just put in the comments here, they're like, man, an 18-year-old that's this hungry, man, I'd hire that cat in a heartbeat, right?
Yep.
So I personally think that your young age is a is an unfair advantage. And you're nodding. You know where I'm going. What do I mean by that?
Well, he's got one. He's just he's a young man, so he's got energy. But it's also, he can come in and I would leverage that. People love young people. We have Ben in our battleground group. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like 23, kicking ass. He's like my son showing up in the yard when I see him on his videos. And he was door knocking before he started his own business and got just great response from that. So to me, it's like lean in, say, I'm hungry. I'm ready to mm-hmm. start my business. People will take you under the wing. I mean, look at college painters and student painters and all that shit. Totally hinges their business off of that feel good return of, you know, helping the poor student. So I wouldn't be ashamed of the age. I would leverage it. And more than anything, I think his problem is not being, sounds like he's doing kind of like anything that comes to him service wise, to the lack of confidence. And so just kind of own it, get legal. That's probably the biggest, as far as insurance, is probably the biggest reason he's not getting jobs. And he's not, like I say, it's a branding issue. Like, what does he do? If it's just everything under the sea, then it's hard to gain momentum that way.
100%. David Zemchek said, who I have called Shimshack for many years. Anyway, Dave, what's up, buddy? He's on here now.
Master of language.
And he said, I connected with that young. See, I just cracked me up. Like, I'm the funniest person I know. Dear Lord, help us. I connected with that young man. He's from my hometown. We're meeting up and I would like to take him to Mile High Profit Summit. See, this is the point. Like, we've seen this so many times through the years where older guys are like, man, look at this young, hungry kid here, man. Let's get him around the right people and stuff. So, you know, Philip, get to Mile High, man. It'll change the game for you. Listen, if you want to invest in, you know, a few $100, jump in and grab our marketing boot camp. It'll teach you how to get out there and do that stuff. We have our foundations course, which is also really good for basic business, you know, for this very reason. But I just think, like you said, Dan, he's got to pull out the sniper rifle and focus on one thing, be known for that one thing, build his brand. Don't pay attention to the older guys. Don't pay attention to the more established companies. You just do you and just keep attacking. If he's 18, I'm going to, I don't know, roll the dice here and say he might be living at home, you know, and probably not having to pay so much. Maybe he is. I don't, out of the home. I don't know his situation, but I'm just looking like if my kids, you know, my boys are both 20, one's 22, one's 21 right now. You know, when they were 18, my one kid, he's in HVAC now, you know, he lived at home, he was working, and I just charged him $150 a month in the beginning, and he had to pitch in for something mm-hmm. else, but I wanted him to get on his feet. So this is a great opportunity for this cat to win. So
yeah, low overhead life.
Yep. All right, everybody. Appreciate you tuning in to the Contractor Fight Podcast today. Give us a rating, give us a review, share with another contractor, and we'll catch you guys next time. We're out. Hey, fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com and in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also, don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.